All right. So this past weekend, all right, man, we were able to see Creed 3. I think it's like the 8th movie in the 9th movie in the Rocky franchise. Like, it was a culmination of, in my opinion, Rocky 3 and Rocky 5.
I don't think I've seen. No, I haven't. I've only seen parts of them. I hadn't seen.
I've seen every Rocky movie at least 20 times, except 5. 5 is terrible, but it was nice little street fight. But that's the one I seen the least.
Oh, I seen that one.
That's the worst one.
That's a newer one, ain't it?
No, that's the worst one. Rocky 5 was like the worst one. Dude, like, for you to be such a boxing fan, I am actually in this moment.
I've never seen any Rocky movies through in its entirety.
The fact that you finished Hajime no Ippo before Rocky, and you seen Creed before Rocky.
I can tell you all the pivotal scenes.
Bruh, nah, that's...
I can tell you the montages.
Nah, bruh, that's not even... Bruh, like, you got to see... And honestly, you... I ain't gonna lie to you, bro, because this movie was...
No, like, I've seen her.
But you got to go... Like, they on HBO Max, bro. They got the Rocky collection on HBO Max. I would say, like, take 2 hours out your... Eat for the next... Take 2 hours out of each week. Find 2 hours in any day for the next week. And just, for the rest of the month, just watch you one Rocky film a week. Just watch one, bro. And I'm telling you, because one, it's the great coming of age story. Two is when shit gets like, okay, that's when they introduce Apollo Creed was in two. Three is when Apollo Creed trains, you know, three.
Rocky to beat Dolph Lundgren?
No, that's four. Four is when Apollo Creed trains him. And three, that's when he fights Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason, goddamn, it kind of kills the point I wanted to make, because the this movie was Rocky 3 and 5 put together. The elements from Rocky 3 were, in Rocky 3, what happens is Mr. T's character, Clubber Lang, guy off the street, was like, hey, man, you fought all these bums. You fought Apollo Creed when this nigga was washed up. He was a fucking bum. You need to fight me. You need to give me a shot. And he was like, yo, you a bum off the street. Nigga, I ain't finna fight you. Nah, that's because you scared. And then he started talking this shit. He started, you know, telling his woman how, you know, hey, baby, come back to my hotel. Let me show you the real, man. Like, he started talking cash shit. And he pissed Rocky off. So Rocky was like, you know what? You a bum off the street. But I'm finna prove to you that I can beat anybody. So I give you a title fight. So he gives a bum off the street, a random guy who's unranked, a title shot. So, watching this movie, and, you know, anyone who say, man, that man giving somebody a title shot, well, that's unheard of. No, you didn't see Rocky 3, because that's exactly what the fuck happened in Rocky 3. He gave Clever Lang a title shot off of nothing. He came from nothing, and they mirrored the same circumstances. Clever Lang was poor. He was washing off with the sock in the soap in the sink. Didn't have shit. He was doing all his workouts in his room. Looked like a cell. They ain't explain too much about his past. And he fights Rocky. And, you know, Rocky, he beats Rocky. Rocky got to get the belt back. And after he beats him, you see him covered in gold. He turns to Mr. T for real. You see him covered in gold. He's shining. He dressing in Adidas, bro. He fresh as fuck now. You see the same thing happen. Spoilers for y'all that ain't seen Creed 3. See, the same thing happened in this movie. But let's circle this all the way back to the beginning. And the way it relates to Rocky 5 is simple, because Rocky 5 is about Rocky ends up training this kid after he's retired. And the kid turned his back on him. And he ends up boosting the kid up, putting the kid on. And then the kid turns his back on Rocky. And Rocky ends up humbling that nigga. Like, nigga, how dare you, after everything I did for you, you turn your back on me? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I ain't deserve this. And then he ends up turning people against Rocky. He ends up lying on his name. Ends up setting up distance between Rocky and his son. Because his son is just like, you know, dad would rather spend time with Tommy Gunn than spend time with me. Dad, I want to box. Nigga, you ain't no boxer. Move out the way. I'm training this kid. And his son is like, damn, you know, my dad, like, we broke. We poor. Because at this point, Rocky's poor. Because, you know, his brother-in-law lost all his fucking money. He's poor. The movie you might be referencing is Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa is when he comes back to lift himself out of poverty by doing this multi-million dollar match against one of the most famous heavyweight champions at the time. And that's how he gets the money to buy the restaurant. Hence, Creed 1. He has the restaurant. Everybody knows him. And
okay, that's the one I seen. I seen
Balboa. Yeah, you seen Rocky Balboa. So, go ahead and kick us off, Ocean. You haven't seen any of the good Rocky movies, unfortunately, but you have seen Creed. So, spoilers for you guys who have not seen Creed. Have you seen Creed 1 and 2?
Yes.
Okay, well, all right, let's go ahead and kick it from here. Starring Jonathan Majors, Michael B. Jordan, and Tessa Thompson. Let's go.
I like this movie. I just felt that it developed way too fast. And that it just wasn't. I needed more. I needed just a little bit more. And now, from you telling me about the other Rockies, Rocky 3 and Rocky 5, I'm gonna go back and look through those. But that makes a lot more sense that they've already did this trope before and they're pulling it off again. Because, like I said, me. I used to box for a little while. I got a few friends that still box, and I got a friend that's an amateur heavyweight. He started backyard boxing, and now he's had sanctioned matches, and now he's doing Golden Gloves, and he's going to the Olympic trials.
Oh, that's what's up.
So I know the process of, like, going from a fucking nobody on the streets to fighting. And then once you start fighting professionally, you become ranked, unranked. And then you start to become a contender. Your contenders are your top 10 people, your top 5 people. Those people have mandatory fights. If you have a belt in boxing, there are 3 different belts in every, well, it's multiple belts, but the big belts is the WBC, WBO, and IBF. You also have a Ring magazine and a few other ones, but the big ones are WBO, WBF, and the IBF. Mm-hmm. To be undisputed, you need to have all those big belts. That means you have beaten the other champs, and there is no doubt, within a shadow of a doubt, that you are the absolute fucking champion. Being an undisputed champion has its perks. It means you don't get to fight a random fucking bum unless you want to. Now, what ended up happening in this movie was that They start off and they have like a little, I don't even remember how they started off. Did they start off with them as kids a little bit, or they was,
all right,
kids
so in a flashback? The movie opens up with a shout out to the anime references. I love how Michael B. Jordan on his rollout of the movie, he was like, yo, I'm gonna give y'all a lot of anime references in this movie. I'm gonna really make this shit for the anime fans. First fucking scene that I see, Michael B. Jordan's character, who is Adonis Creed, he's in his room. It's 2002, and I see a Lupin the Third poster, I see a Gundam Wing poster, I see a Ronin Warriors poster, I see a Naruto poster, like I seen all, you know, I seen these anime posters.
Yes.
Dragon Ball Z right poster. There. No. It's like, as an anime fan, it's like, as soon as I saw the anime posters, I love that. It's 2002, so that was Toonami accurate. That
was my favorite. So this was him as a kid. I forgot how it started.
He was like a teenager. So it's Toonami accurate.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You get Toonami accurate. This is after he's out of the group home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is when he's out of the group home and he's living with his, I guess it's
Felicia
stepmom.
Richard.
Felicia Rashad. He's living with his stepmom, you know, who, her situation is basically Apollo Creed cheated on her and birthed him and left her for him.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, they were never divorced, just separated. So when he died, he got everything that was his, and her guilt eventually got to her where she was like, you know what? I'm going to take in this bastard son that my husband had with his other woman because that's my husband's child. And you know what? I need to do the right thing. And you know what? I'm going to be the good Christian woman. And you know,
her limited role in it was outstanding.
I'm going to take him in. So anyway, but he's hanging out with Dame, and Dame is like a Golden Glove, like doing underground boxing. You know what I'm saying? He's Golden Glove, apparently.
Golden Gloves is sanctioned. I don't think he was doing underground. I think he was doing just those tournaments.
So it opens up. They go to a tournament. Well, a fight. They go to a fight. He's his corner. Dame knocks the guy out quickly. Adonis ain't even boxing yet. He put the money on him. You know, his dad's friend saw him at the fight. Like, bro, what the fuck you doing here? So after they leave the fight, they finna go get some chili dogs, bro. They finna go eat. They finna go, you know, hang out. Be like, bro, we doing. You know, his boy gave him some money. It's like, bro, here's some money. He was just like, bro, you like my best friend, bro. Like, here's my dad's, you know, Rumble in the Jungle ticket, bro. Because yeah. I want you to know.
I love that, too, because they had the Rumble in the Jungle. It was Rocky versus, it wasn't Muhammad Ali on that picture. It was Rocky and Apollo? Yeah. That's what that ticket was. It wasn't Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. It was Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Gotcha. All right, let's keep going.
Dame is played by an actor by the name of
Amoni Young.
Spence Moore. Also in a show called All American. So a lot of people that watch that show. I felt like the young characters did a good job of kind of telling that story. I love this movie. My only qualms with this movie is I felt that it was very, 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 very short.
It wasn't very short. It was 1 hour. It was 2 hours.
57. It flew by. I felt like they didn't set things up. Because, again, I'm not finna just go fight an undisputed champion. Unless you fucking... Unless he kind of wants to. And what you told me about Rocky III, I didn't know before I had this in my mind. So I'm just going from that. You're not fighting an undisputed champion. Then he gets out of prison, fights an undisputed champion, takes his fucking belts.
Well, it wasn't, calling them. It wasn't that simple. Like he got in, and I like how he get out. He goes to the gym. You know, he sets it up. He's like, you don't remember me, don't you? And he was like, oh, shit, Dame. And then, you know, he won.
My Wood Harris?
No.
No, you're talking about he was outside in his Bentley.
Yeah, Will Harris, that's Duke. You know what I'm saying? Duke's like, you know, I'm trying to train this guy who's... Because we actually get to see Adonis in a fight where he's... That was one of the first anime references when he's checking out and seeing where to hit the guy. And he's going in slow motion. You see where to hit him and he's going back. Like, those angles that they were using in that first match, which was supposed to be Creed's final match, when he knocked the dude out in the second round. I'm thinking they're going to go the distance. And it's like, they should have been... That movie should have started off in like round 9. Or 12 or some shit. But them doing a round 2 and him just knocking it out, it's just like, bro, niggas don't get knocked out like that. But it's a movie. So he knocked the guy out, got all the belts and retired. So anyway, Dane runs up to him at the gym. And then, you know, they go out to lunch. And the guy's like, bro, I don't want your money. He was like, bro, I want a box. Like, I had a dream, and if you would be so kind, I want you to help move my dream. Now this is when the shit gets intense, because now we're speculating as to, like, damn, what happened? So what we end up seeing is it's a guy named, what's the guy? His name Lamar?
Leon.
All right, so it's Leon. I'm taking Lamar from BMF. So you got Leon.
Other British actor.
And so the issue is when they went to get food after Dame's match, he saw Leon, and you know, he's like, I'm finna beat his ass. He saw him, you remember me?
Who's Leon?
What, you didn't see the first two Creed movies?
But I don't remember nothing about them.
Okay. My personal take is this. I think Leon molested him.
That's what it seemed like.
It wasn't like he just beat us. He was just like, man, that guy, he was telling his wife, man, because eventually Dame ends up telling his wife too much. And he's like, well, I can't tell you.
You gotta let him tell you.
You gotta tell you who that is. And I was just like, I could see if it was a nigga that just beat y'all ass, you would have said, man, that was some nigga used to beat the fuck out of us.
Yeah.
But he was like, he gonna have to tell you who that is. So when he was just like, man, they used to beat us, so no, man, he was crying. And I'm looking at them like, oh, nah, nigga, that nigga molested you, bro. I think it was a little bit more than just physical abuse. I think it was sexual abuse. It was something that was so sinister and deep and dark that...
Like beating your ass to death.
Not only beat his ass, but he was like, bruh, I'm angry at the world because of this, and I hid this from my wife. That's your wife. I can understand, like...
You're right. If it was just abuse, he'd be like, I done told my wife about all the fucking people who used to beat the shit out of me, so...
But
it was something more than that.
I
would never utter a word about it.
Yeah, you weren't. That's some shit you only gonna tell your therapist if you choose to go to therapy. So I like how she was trying to get him to open up, and she was really trying to, like, dig in. Like, you changed ever since he came back. And I feel like his mom knew. Now, what I didn't like about the movie is It was too realistic because black moms do that shit where they don't explain nothing. They just justify it in their shit and they just let it go because he was like, look, you ain't even tell me about them letters. And she was like, you right. I ain't have to tell you about them letters. Then my thing is like, why the fuck did you keep them then? You should have just threw them shits in the trash after you got them.
Nah, because she knew eventually she was going to give them to him.
So you, but I'm saying you, like, this man, you tell him about this person, reminding him, like, if he done ran away from it, he ain't brought it up. I feel like if the past is in the past, you need to commit. That's always been my thing. Like, you got to commit because that's like, you got
to
commit.
Can't lie forever.
You can't, but I mean...
Eventually, even if she committed to it... Let's say she committed to it, to her deathbed, right? She did commit to it. To her deathbed. He cleaning out her fucking room one day and find a fucking box of letters from this dude. And now he got even more fucking questions.
That's like, why she should have just threw him away. Because her idea was to keep him from...
That element
in his past.
And get him focused.
He was like, I'm going to get you focused. I don't want... She didn't want him fighting.
Yeah, I want you to be a different person.
Be a different person. She was like, I'm not you. But she never... And that's what got me. She didn't say...
She didn't apologize for it either.
She didn't apologize. She didn't say, you need to leave him alone. He a bad influence. He's not good for you. She didn't say none of that shit. It was literally, she didn't really want him boxing. She didn't want him in that life, so she just left it alone. Yeah. So when she saw him on TV, and she started squirming, and she like... And when he brought her name up, yeah, man, that was I got into his goddamn... Yeah, Dame. And she just kind of had that look like, why you don't want him around Dame? Like, what's wrong? What's so wrong with Dame? He already fighting. So why have that reaction? And I feel like I think that was something like that was written in the movie and they kind of edited it out because that's a plot hole to me. That didn't really make no sense. Her reaction to Dame being around and then just trivialized the shit to being, oh, I just want to keep you from being caught up in your past. So that's why I ain't even...
Asia who you are today.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'm the reason. You know, if it weren't for me, none of this shit would happen. You know, she kind of stood on it. Like, I'm the reason for all of this.
Yeah.
All of this.
She is.
Like, for better or for worse, all of this is because of me. Yeah. You're right.
She is.
But yeah, Dane was taking shots at this nigga verbally. Oh, man, you big time. You rich. You doing this. You doing that, you know. But anyway, Dame ends up getting the title fight because he uses his homies in prison. He have them stage a confrontation where they go to
at the event, that Tessa's event.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that the other people were going to be there in the industry and in the fighting industry. And
he let them in the back door. They came in dressed as waiters and
split that man face open,
bust his head open, broke his hand. So now he can't fight. And now he's pressed. They gotta find a fighter.
Now they gotta.
But my thing
find
is, it should be a number of contenders lining up.
That is my issue because you're undisputed champion. So that means you have mandatory fights under you. That means that whoever was fighting you was ranked number one. So if you cannot fight number one, why the fuck are you not fighting number two, three, four, or five? Why the fuck are you just rambling? Yeah, we just get him in there.
And see what
that just threw me off. Now, like I said, from you telling me about Rocky 3, that makes a whole lot of sense because if I would have seen that shit as a child and I still was a boxing fan, it still wouldn't have made sense. How the fuck is a bum off the street fighting the heavyweight champ? Which, like I said, but now hearing that, it's just almost anime-ish where it's like, this is what it is.
I mean, but then, you know, that's the guilt. It's just like, I feel like they could have did that, but even
the only thing I wanted, I don't mind him getting to
that point. You wanted a leveling up montage?
Damn near, bro. I need him to have at least two or three more fights.
Like, where he just watched niggas. He was just watching niggas.
Yeah.
I would have liked that.
I needed that.
I would have liked, because the trailer showed him knocking the dude out in the practice.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
And in the movie, it was just in the I would have loved. What I really thought they were gonna do is like, all right, we gonna fight inside, we gonna spar, and he was gonna knock him out during the spar.
That's what I thought. That is exactly what I thought. But what I liked about it, and I felt like it was kind of Hajime no Ippo-ish, was the guy wasn't like a dirty boxer. I can't remember which fighter it was in there, but he did like dirty ass tactics. He used his elbow. Mm-hmm. He used
Punching the shoulder.
Yeah, punching shoulders to throw shit out of socket. You hit joints like... You a heavyweight, it don't matter. Like, if you block, them niggas be so strong that they jab can still knock you out. So even if you block this shit, if they punch you in your arms 20 fucking times by fucking round 5 or 6, your arms tight as fuck because you've been, your shit getting lumped up and your muscles starting knotting up. Like, you know, you start getting dehydrated, your muscles start cramping up, shit like that. So you start tagging shit like that, even though they don't score. You keep doing this shit for 3-4 rounds, but your arms, you're not gonna be able to lift your fucking arms. I love that, and I love the fact that they, that Jonathan Majors' defense was Joe Frazier's cross block.
Yeah,
love that shit, because I would have rather them had like the Mayweather role, but I love the fact that he went to the Joe Frazier, because you know if you box, you know how to beat that. Here you can go under this motherfucker, or you go over the motherfucker, or you wait until they fuck up and you split their guard. And that's what he did. He split his guard.
I would have loved if they would have did something like, they would have went like the Jake Paul route, you know, and they would have like did some like YouTube thing where he just became this internet sensation.
That would fit for this time.
Yeah, it would, like, if they would have went that route, and it would have been like, oh no,
that would, man, that would definitely fit for this time.
He became like, he was internet sensation.
Yeah,
you know,
because there's a few people in boxing outside of Jake Paul who have become internet sensations. Ryan Garcia, he's 130 pounds. I forget what division that is. He's in the same division with Tank. He's about to fight Tank, but a lot of his fame comes from the internet. During COVID, he was doing workouts and shit like that. He became internet famous.
Yeah,
he still became a champ.
I would have loved that.
That would have been cool.
Shout out to Scopes. Scopes, me and him discussed this earlier. He pointed out one of his favorite thing was Jonathan Majors' character. Dame was covered up until he got in the ring for the match, and that's when you seen how big this nigga was. Like, he had clothes. He had baggy shit on the whole time. But when he came to that ring, it was like, yo, this nigga swole. Because, you know, he talked to him. He said, hey, man, I want you to do your job. He went to him and said, hey, man, I want you to, you know, just go in there and just, you know. He didn't really think Dane was going to win. He was like, bro, Dane older than me, bro. Like, this is my prize fighter, bro. He got experience. And I like how ultimately, fast forward, like, Dane's inexperience came out. Like, he had enough experience to, like, get it done. But if he wouldn't have fought dirty, he wouldn't have been able to go the distance in that first match.
No, definitely not. And those tactics... Dirty boxing is very old school.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dirty boxing.
You were learning in prison, I guess, because he was down for 18 years.
It's like playing basketball in prison.
They were a little vague about it, right? As much as we know about Dame, was he got in the fights in prison and he kept getting his sentence extended.
And again,
they could have went into it a little more. Like, I wanted to see him in prison. Like, knocking niggas out. I wanted to, like...
Like Vin Rames and Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I really wanted, like, when it came to him and Dame, I really wanted just some more answers. Like, a little more.
Just more. Just because for that movie to be 2 hours, that shit flew the fuck by.
It flew by. And in the age of Marvel movies that are 2.5 hours long...
3 hours.
I don't necessarily want a long movie, but I feel like they made some decisions on the editing floor.
Boxing is one of those things, because I told you I've never seen a terrible boxing movie, and I feel like the majority of them are long as fuck. Ali had to be 3 hours.
But I mean, that was a biopic. That wasn't a boxing movie.
Southpaw had to be 2.5 hours with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, keep going. I'm going to look it up. Like, how long was Southpaw?
I didn't know Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah, he directed it. Well, 2 hours, bro. That's what I'm saying. These movies be 2 hours long, bro. Oh, damn. That shit is on Netflix right now. Yeah. Southpaw. I might watch Southpaw tonight.
But you see Jake Gyllenhaal's doing another MMA movie. They shot that shit at the John Jones fight.
The Fighter was 1.55, was an hour and 55 minutes. The first Creed was 2 hours and 13 minutes. They probably should have added. They should have tacked on an extra 15 minutes at the most. Like, they should.
I just needed a little bit more development. I needed to see him fighting a little bit more, and then the final fight.
Bro, that final fight was one of the. That final fight was.
I don't like how they started in round two. They were fighting each other. That was cool. I like that. That was very round innovative.
One. Then round two. And then now you're round 11. Like, no, and I love how because that was another anime reference.
That was
the Naruto reference. I love the anime references when it was the camera angles. It was really subtle. It was like the camera angles that they were using, the stuff from Hajime no Ippo and stuff like that. But it was
Hajime no Ippo middle Sasuke, boxing.
No, this was Sasuke Naruto. This was the guy who turned his back on you versus the guy who you feel like betrayed you. And you had one guy wearing all white, one guy wearing all black. And, you know, my favorite thing is like, bro, when they kind of just blacked out and all the sound went away, all the audience went away, and it was just them in the ring, I was like, yo, that was hard, bro. Shout out to them.
I liked it. I just didn't like the fact that shit took it all the way to the fucking 11th round.
Because it was just them constantly going at it. That's how I interpreted it. It's like, bro, this is a fucking slug fest. Like,
I'd rather see them actually slug it out.
But no, that's what they did, because they ain't play no defense that last round. They were just going at it. They weren't even blocking. And I like the Ippo reference when he was against the rope and he was trying to break his blocking. He had the fucking guard, and that shit
split that shit.
He even did the uppercut. He did, bro. I seen that same uppercut. That was, and then the Dragon Ball Z
punch to the stomach, and then he popped out his back.
Dragon Ball Z put him in the stomach, then the sweat knock off his back. That was from Dragon Ball Z. And
Cell and Vegeta?
No, that was Vegeta and Goku. Like that's from countless Dragon Ball fights. But when you hit him so hard, the shit come out, dog. And then then the classic anime cross punch where everybody hit each other at the same time. Like they threw the cross punch in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like Jonathan Majors had the Hispanic guy on the ropes. Look, this guard in. Started swooping in. It's like, oh, nigga. I know what's coming. Dipset roll.
Damn, fuck this shit up.
I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, it's no way in hell this nigga's 7 feet away from this nigga and starting to tuck in like that.
I like how when Dame came out the corner, but he ran out that bitch.
Yeah.
He ain't just stepped, but he's just like, I'm in your face. Like,
yeah, meet you in the middle.
Like, it was intimidation.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it.
What I would have liked for them to do, too, George Foreman, what he used to do, he would never sit down. No matter how tired he was, he'd go straight to the corner and just stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked for one of them to do that. Because they did Joe Frazier. I felt like it was a little bit of Pernell Whitaker flown in there. Maybe a little Ali with this jab. Like I felt that they picked up on very distinct boxing styles.
I like Duke. I specifically like the fact that Duke was like, listen to me. I know what I'm talking. I like how he was the voice of reason from the jump. He saw what Dane was on.
Bro, he's in here to hurt somebody.
He was just like, bro, I ain't fucking with it, bro. I know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. I done seen, trust me. And I like how Duke knew what the fuck was up. So you notice Dane didn't have nobody. He was telling his corner, shut the fuck up. I know what I'm doing. Shut the fuck up. He got these niggas out of prison. Nigga, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Bro, I done paid y'all. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, I like how he was cocky. But I like the fact that he was like, yo, I'm older, bro. I'm pressed for time. And think about it. That's your friend. He gave you what you want. He gave you a title shot. And then he put you on the world's biggest boxing stage. You got a chance to live your dream.
Wasn't enough.
But I like how when he went and trained, and he trained with Draco. The same way that up in Rocky
Apollo Creed,
the same way when he went to fight Drago, when Rocky went to fight Drago, he got trained by
big motherfucker.
Yeah, he got trained by Apollo. You know, when he fought Mr. See, that's the thing. When he fought Mr. T, he got trained by Apollo Creed.
I got you.
That's who trained him, and then he got killed when he went to go and fight
Drago.
Drago.
Yeah.
So yeah, Drago killed him. That's Rocky IV, but you know that shit is important. That shit is the note. So like I said, I like how they pick different important parts from past Rocky movies and they mix them together in this one.
I gotta go back and watch them.
Talk about his daughter, man. You know, his daughter wants to, you know, fight. And I like the whole, I like the dad being like, nah, man.
Watch that bitch in the face.
Like, what happened to the girl? What happened to the girl that's picking on my daughter? Why she ain't in trouble? Why my daughter in trouble for defending herself?
Punch that bitch in the face,
and
bro.
She was just like, no, she need to learn how to box because boxing ain't about being violent. It's about control. And then, you know, the mom is just like, damn, you married me. I'm a boxing, you know, like, you. I get it's our daughter. You don't want our daughter fighting. But guess what? I'm her superhero. She really wants to. She watches all my fights. He didn't even know that she was watching his fights.
And the picture that got torn up was her knocking him out.
Yeah. Like, and I like the fact that it was just family thing. Teresa Thompson, I really like her as a wife. Her character is really being that pillar of support for him, really having his best interest, wanting him to open up, her being so kind and loving when it came to
patient.
Like, and then they changed it in the movie again that, oh, he didn't tell you. Like, cause that scene didn't go like that, you know. But when he ran up on Dame at the beach after, you know, he kind of talked that shit, he was like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Like, I did all this shit for you. Why you? And the dude pulled out a gun. He's like, dang, what's up? He was just like, bro, I don't need you no more. I don't need you. I used you. Like, you turned your back on me. Like, I wrote you. He was like, man, what the fuck is you talking about? He's like, nigga, I wrote you. He's like, nigga, I ain't getting no letters. Like, you could have asked him that at the rate, you know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, I ain't getting no letters, bro. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. And then that's why he mad at his mom, because his mom is just like, man, if I would have got them letters, I would have visited him. Maybe I would have helped. And he's like, yeah, maybe that would have distracted you from your whole fucking life and what the fuck you had going on. Exactly. But because of that, it put him in the situation to be taken advantage of with his guilt. Because one, but then at the same time, it's like,
yeah, nigga, that's a good ass point.
Yeah, I mean, that's
how good,
I was.
That's a good fucking point.
That's how I was looking at it from, bro. He was a victim of his own guilt.
I feel like she came up to the conclusion, we'll deal with, like, you know, he wasn't gonna be in there forever. And eventually he'll probably seek him out. We just have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
Nah, I straight up know her motivation was like that. He ain't no good for you. He got what he got. He was stupid. He had a gun. That's his fault. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You know how when you want to be loyal to your friends when you young, and your parents want you to just rat them out when y'all both get in trouble to save you the trouble, to save them the trouble. When in your mind you know that if you rat them out, you can't be around nobody. They can't protect you. You can't go outside no more once you turn your back on your friends like that. And parents never seem to understand that. They can't protect you from the world. Once you get in these social circles and you, because he ran. I get it. Like, dude pulled out the gun to save him. He literally saved him from getting jumped because his dumb ass decided to pull the emotional trigger and jump on this dude with good reason. But when he came out there with the gun, you know what I'm saying? Then the police ran up. It was just like, bro, he saved you. And it was on that same Jay-Z sense. That Jay-Z shit, bro. All good just a week ago. This was literally, it was all good just a week ago. Like, I ran, got over the fence. He got caught. Shit was all good just a week ago. That nigga ran, didn't look back. Mama find out he skipped out because of the police shit. So, yeah, she was like, no, I'm not taking you back there no more. And the thing with Dame, he felt the shame. He didn't want to look Dame in the eyes or confront him because he knew that he ran away. He ran because he left him. He was just like, bro, you left him. You could have been the character witness. You could have went to the trial. You could have went there and you could have said some of his defense. You could have did something. But he felt guilty. He felt guilty. And then everybody around him tell him, you know, like, dude, like, you don't owe him shit. Like, bro, you don't owe him shit. Like,
and I love Wood Harris, bro. I love fucking Wood Harris as an actor. And then I keep forgetting that his brother is an actor too. The cop in BMF is his brother. I keep forgetting that shit. But them two, man, as far as acting is concerned, is top tier. What Jonathan Majors acting in this shit was top fucking tier. I didn't get to talk to you about fucking Ant-Man and the Wasp. I seen that too. But even in that shit, bro, I got me a new Thanos, bro.
You know, he set a record. He's like the first black actor to have two number one movies consecutively back to back, have another movie overtake the other one. I mean, that. But I mean, it's because of the timing. It's because of the timing. It's like, because it goes to the argument. I was listening to the Shout Out to Joe Budden podcast. They were like, Jonathan Majors is not a superstar. They was like, yeah. And it was just like, well,
I agree.
I was just like, well, he's definitely on his way. I mean,
yeah, I agree. He's
cover. He had the Ebony cover. He's just like, no, now it's his moment. Now it's his superstar moment.
Yeah, I agree. He's not now, like right now in this moment. Yes. When they recorded that shit 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. No, he wasn't. He was on his way. It was definitely on his way. I'm not. And I feel like when people say that, I feel like people hear that, and they and what they hear is that nigga can't act.
Yeah.
No, that is not what that's not what anybody should be saying. Like, that man is great at what the fuck he does, and it makes me want to go back and watch any and everything that he has ever done.
So, man, I guess to wrap this up, man, it's so I don't want to recap the whole movie. Go and see Creed 3, man. It is so
absolutely.
Much. It is absolutely like
absolutely. It's, worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it.
I saw it in IMAX.
I saw it on bootleg on my phone,
bro. I invited you to come. I was gonna buy your ticket,
bro.
But just know, when I invite you to the movies for the pod, bro, I got you. I got you. All you got to do is be free.
I couldn't even get free.
I know that was the issue. I know the issue was like you couldn't get free. But that's what I'm saying, bro. If you can never get free, bro, I'll buy your ticket, bro. Because like you deserve to watch that shit. And
yeah,
like,
yeah, that shit on my phone. And then I loved out on my phone and bootleg. That shit. Yeah, the subtitles was in French, so he was signing. I just had to guess.
I love all the Nipsey Hussle music. Crying all my life. This is my last little quip for the movie. My last little quote, man. You know your boy wrote it. Ryan Coogler. You know he was the writer. Ryan Coogler, what's up with you and black women, bro? In Black Panther 2, you killed Angela Bassett. And then in Creed 3, you killed Felicia Rashad. Like, what's up with you killing? He's prominent.
Oh, wait a minute.
Black woman. Who?
Felicia Rashad died.
In the movie, yes.
What the fuck was I doing? I was on my phone. I couldn't even look away.
Bro, that's why I didn't give it the biggest score I could have, because
when did she die?
Bro, her organs shut down because she had another stroke.
Fuck, okay, I remember that. That was my issue.
Her kids didn't go to the funeral. The kids, he said, Dane was a bigger, more family than me than my own brothers and sisters. And you know, and so when the funeral came, I didn't like the fact that we didn't get a chance to meet Adonis' brothers and sisters. He was carrying that casket. Y'all didn't come to y'all mama's funeral because y'all so spiteful that your dad's bastard son is the favorite child. Y'all didn't even come to the funeral. I didn't like the fact that we didn't meet his brothers and sisters. They should have been at the motherfucking funeral.
He gonna fight one of them. He gonna fight both of them in Creed 4 and 5. He gonna fight his brother and sister.
I mean, at this point, I'm thinking, what could the future be besides his daughter?
You gotta bring back Jonathan Majors, bro. I don't know in what capacity, but something gotta happen, man. Like, he is too great at this. Well, I don't know. It's about Michael B. Jordan, so maybe not. But it was night and day.
I mean,
that beach scene.
What I would like to happen, this is what I'm imagining for Creed 4. What I'm imagining for Creed 4 is, but then time gotta pass because they trying to keep it current with how much time. I don't think they really want to fast forward because his daughter, she's a child. Now, if his daughter was a young adult, you know, I could see a situation where Duke is dead and Creed needs to train him, but something happened and he can't. And then Jonathan Majors' character ends up training his daughter to fight.
It might be Creed 5.
Maybe after like 5 or 6. But yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Let me give you some scores, man. Creed, that's an awesome movie. I should check it out.
I give it an 8.
I give it an 8 out of 10.
8. I give it an 8.
I give Creed 3 an 8 out of 10 simply for the fact, for these three facts. One, during the funeral, we didn't get to meet his brothers and sisters. I felt like that was a plot hole that they should have explored. I feel like the second thing that happened, even though I seen Creed 3 and I know why, I felt like they could have did a little bit more world building with Dame when he got out. And the final reason why I give it just that score is ultimately it's tied to the last one. I do feel like, man, if that extra 15 minutes and y'all exploring that wouldn't have hurt.
It would not have.
Wouldn't have hurt.
I scored because I just felt like it just was not enough action.
I feel like the action was superb, but
No. I feel like the action was superb that they had. It just was not enough. Which goes to your point about world building. It should have been a little bit more in there. One of the trailer scenes is when Jonathan Majors has two fucking ropes and is pulling himself up the motherfuckers.
He did that.
No, I saw that. And I was like, Even on my phone.
That wasn't CG, bro.
That was him on this side, him on this side, bro, doing one-handed pull-ups with each hand.
All y'all niggas himself. On the internet who had the gall and the nerve to call that man.
Bro, y'all would not call it. I told y'all that. I said that shit the last time we was pod, bro. You gonna say that shit to that nigga face?
I ain't gonna call that nigga feminine to his face. I bet you won't.
There is nothing feminine about that nigga.
Nothing.
Not in the least bit, bro. I enjoyed the movie. I just wanted to be a little bit longer. I just wanted a few more fight scenes. I felt it was a good fucking movie, bro. It's a good movie. I don't have anything super terrible to say about it. I just think that it should have been longer. I felt like I should have developed that thing out.
All right.
That's it.
Well,
see Cocaine Bear.
I need to go and see Creed 3. No, I did not. But, you know, I do have some more movies on my list. And while I got you, while I didn't see that, I did watch a show. I watched a series on HBO called The Other Woman, The Girl Before. It's a series with the black guy that played Martin Luther King. And the biopic, he's in it. And remember
Girl Before?
That's the name of it. It's on HBO. It's, and then remember Loki? Remember the light-skinned girl that was the judge?
No.
She's in it. And it's a good series. It's about this dark-skinned black guy with the type who likes this light-skinned girls with curly hair. And it's like, oh, this nigga, you just got a type. And a bunch of nefarious shit happens in this house. And crazy shit happens. It's a four-episode limited series. It's on HBO Max. It's British, so, you know, you might feel how you feel about it.
Oh, God damn.
But it's a psychological thriller, man.
They're taking our jobs.
Bro, I feel like y'all better start competing with these British actors.
That's what I said, nigga. We need to get a group of niggas to go over to the UK.
They read, bro.
I don't give a fuck. Let's go. It's me and you. You read, right?
Instagram don't count, bro. They read.
You read, right?
I got comic books and manga.
You read, right?
I read, though.
So let's me and you go over to London and take all the jobs from Top Boy. You got my food, bruv.
Nah, bruh. It ain't gonna work
I from London.
You gonna be like T.I. and damn American
Raccoon?
American Gangster. I wanna be like you, Uncle Frank. Nigga just played himself. Like, you gonna be playing yourself.
No, bro. I'm playing a British person, okay? Or an Australian, or an Irish person. I don't know the accent yet. I haven't gotten it down.
You're playing yourself, bro. The Weeknd got this shit coming out called The Idol. Bro, I cannot wait to see this shit.
Have you seen his shit on HBO Max, the concert series?
I mean, not.
I know you. Nigga, shut up, all right? Nigga, shut up, all right? I know you and your light skinned clergy done been out to every Weeknd concert.
I've been to one.
But, bro, The Weeknd got his shit.
Nah, he plays a cult leader who ends up.
Sign me up, bro. I don't even want to see the rest of it. Sign me up, bro. He's playing himself. That's the joke.
No, it's from the writer of Euphoria.
Sign me up twice.
The director of Euphoria, the creator of Euphoria.
You talking about Drake?
Bro, look. No. Bro, you got to see that. Sam Levinson.
You know, he also made Modern Family.
And Johnny Depp's daughter.
I was going to say, that's Johnny Depp's daughter?
Bro, I don't know when this shit is dropping, but I got to fucking see The Idol, bro. This shit coming soon.
Nigga, this shit, nigga. That's, I ain't to see that shit, nigga. You already signed me up.
Sign me up.
HBO Max don't be missing.
I am ready for that. Before I go, let's do a real quick recap. I watched BMF. I'm caught up on BMF. Hey, bro, BMF still top-notch, bro. They got me pulled in week-to-week, episode-to-episode, bro.
I mean, it's based on a fucking true-ass story, man.
But they damn daddy got caught up at the strip club. That shit was hilarious, but he ain't snitch. Goddamn Terry is just pussy whipped by Lala. You seen Lala?
Boy, Lala can't help but pull her titties out.
Like, bro, she put them out, bro.
This shit be bad.
Bro, no, man, and Wu-Tang.
She stayed fucking some young people.
Bro, and then Wu-Tang, bro, this week.
I hadn't seen this week yet. with the lesser known members.
Last week's episode?
I ain't seen that.
Oh, you need to share. That was a good episode because tomorrow's episode.
Only built for Cuban links, nigga. Only built for Cuban links. Hey, who's directing it? Can you look up who's directing it?
Oh man!
Because it's supposed to be like episodic, like the one that Mario Van Peebles did. And I was seeing if he's. I want to know if he was doing.
I read the synopsis of it, but I didn't see who was directing that episode.
They made it seem like it's gonna like they're gonna gangster movies.
Let me see. All right.
I said we'll know by.
That's Can't Go to Sleep, All I Need, They're Dancing, Daytona 500, Criminology. Matthew Ross. Huh? Frank and Lola, I was about to say, huh? I think they just giving him a shot. They giving him a shot to try some shit. No, lesser known director. Shout out. I'm anxious for this episode that comes out tomorrow. You know, Wednesday's the day everything comes on. Mandalorian is back. Shout out to Mackie. I got to get him on the line. Yeah, man, it's a lot of good content out right now that's coming out. Fantastic, bro. There's a lot of good shit, man. It's way too much to get into right now. I don't want to hold you up, Ocean. I know you got somewhere to be. I thank you for coming. You know, thank you for getting this Creed breakdown. Because I've seen... Oh, yeah. Before you go, did you see the Chris Rock special?
Oh, fuck.
Let's close this shit out with the Chris Rock special. All right. So, Chris Rock... Yeah. Everybody talking about it. Chris Rock came... I haven't seen the Damon... I haven't seen the Marlon Wayans special yet.
I haven't either. And I didn't know... All right. So, I did not know...
Was you put that your... You put that your mic...
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. So what I did not know is that there was people before Chris Rock went on. So I just started at like 10-12.
I mean, I knew it was there, but I was watching the Duke game. I was watching the Duke UNC game.
I was watching. Yeah, I was watching the Hawks.
So I ain't give a fuck about. I ain't give a fuck about who was fucking coming on first, like doing that.
I couldn't tell you who was before him. That Chris Rock stand up. It was damn good. It was damn good. I seen a lot of people shitting on it though, but I'm like, maybe y'all don't know who Chris Rock is, or maybe y'all—I don't know. Maybe y'all don't know comedy. Maybe
Chris Rock was back to true form, bro. This was like—I
was like, this was way better
than Tambourine.
Oh fuck yeah! This was back to his HBO Max.
Yo, back in the day specials, like this was classic.
Bigger, blacker, liver. Yeah, bro, that was
classic,
that shit.
This was classic Chris Rock, bro. Like I like how he opened up with completely different jokes that had nothing to do with it. He even took a page out of Chappelle's book, hit us with a couple of trans jokes. Yeah. Like he just went for that safe humor, unsafe humor. He talked about his personal family, gave you a nice little story,
and he got.
Then he closed the last 8 minutes. He was like, "All right, bro, I got 8 minutes left. You know what?
How can I offend the most people?
Let me close this shit out, bro. I'm finna just close it out." And he was like, "Bro, when he took the jugular, and I like how he just said everything everybody said on every podcast.
And I feel like I've said this before about the Kardashian clan."
Like all of his jokes, like, bro, I was sitting up here watching, like, bro, Chris Rock, bro, Chris, like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't saying I thought he lost a step, but it's like,
I did,
but I was just like,
I hadn't seen because it's easy to think somebody lost a step when you don't see them as much as all these other people, and you kind of forget, like, damn, this nigga is 60 years old, he ain't gotta do this kind of work that these other young motherfuckers gotta do.
Yeah,
like a newer person, like a Drewski, who's still trying to solidify themselves. Bro, Chris Rock is that guy, and that he guy, came out. He
showed you why he showed you why
he's Chris Rock.
He showed you why him and Dave Chappelle co-headline. Told you why him and Dave Chappelle co-headline.
He is funny as fuck.
Like, bro, he's like, no, I'm not fuck. Like, bro, me and Chappelle co-headline, bro. We ain't out here no little.
I ain't no little bro.
Ain't no little bro. Like, bro, who the fuck you think this is? Like, bro, I'm not, you know, I'm not that guy. I'm that guy.
Yeah. I'm him.
I'm him, bro.
You're not him. No.
That's him, bro.
Empathy.
Like, no offense. This ain't Country Wayne, bro. This is fucking Chris Rock.
That's what I mean. Like, the newer ones, they're funny. But you still got a long road to motherfucking go.
30 years? You've been funny since the 90s? And so when he came, and I don't like the articles that get written. Bro, what's up with Torre, bro? Torre don't like black niggas, don't like men no more, bro.
That light-skinned nigga with the curly hair?
Bro, Torre is cool, but he always has a harsh, I get it. He got these harsh critiques about men, because he wrote one about Chris Rock, and I was just like, dog.
Because he like men.
I was like, nigga, do you laugh anymore?
I ain't probably like
that. I was like, damn, Torre, do you... I mean, no, I get... Torre wants to hold black men accountable, and I respect it. But it's like, dog, I ain't...
All black men? Accountable for all other black men? Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
But that's just always his takes. But anyway, I've seen so many other extra takes about... Oh, he's obsessed with Jada and all this. And I was just like, the nigga got slapped. The nigga said what everybody else was saying. He ain't talk about it. Why is he bringing this nigga up
selective outrage.
Why is he bringing it up now? I was just like, no, he let it die down. And then he came back with it because he never addressed it. Like, he ain't do it in the midst of the how it would have been washed away. This was good marketing. This was good capitalizing on what you do best. Like, I felt like it was completely tasteful for him to come and do it the way he did.
Everybody called him a bitch. Charlamagne called him a bitch. This dude called him a bitch. He was just called him a bitch. I like how he shouted out all the black
Yeah. Like, I like how he shouted out all the black podcasts, bro.
Except for Joe Budden.
And he just called him a bitch. Like, he just called Will.
They called him a bitch. Said,
for y'all that don't, he told, bro, he said the shit. And then he was just like, wasn't nobody picking on that bitch. I was like, damn, Chris, chill, bro. Like, y'all go check on Jada, bro. He just murdered the Smith Clan, bro. Damn.
And then she fucked her goddamn daughter's best friend. A lot of niggas been cheated on, but ain't niggas been cheated on by the nigga that cheated on them with. Like,
nah,
bro.
He got interviewed, like.
Yeah, bro. For real. For fucking real, bro. That was some nuts ass shit to have goddamn Will Smith on Will Smith's internet looking all crazy after you done fucked some nigga.
But here's the thing, bro. It's just like, I ain't got no
shit. That nigga fell in love with you.
But. The fact that this, and he called it out, bro. He called it out, like, bro, like, he was like, man, I got a concussion. He, like, he fucked up on his joke, still came back. I thought that shit was just great, man. I thought,
I thought,
like, from the beginning to the end.
The emancipation joke was funny as fuck.
Yeah, and that's the one that leaked. Everyone leaked, bro. That's the one
that
we already heard.
That was funny as fuck.
You know, like, but no, man. Chris Rock really came. You know, everybody waited for that, and I like how he waited to the end. He gave a bunch of random jokes in the middle of it,
which were good jokes. Random good jokes. Like, he felt this setting up, because I was like, damn, did I miss him talking about goddamn Will Smith?
Gotta wait to the end.
Is it coming? What's he doing? And then, bow, he dropped that shit off, and it was good. It was good, clean, timed perfectly. To me, it was Eddie Murphy and Raw. Dick, pussy, snot, shit, thank you, and good night.
Yeah, man, that was a dope special. I hope Netflix comes with more of those going forward.
Yeah, because that's something, because the live content, the show is back on Netflix. Some of the stuff that happened live, it's not out.
Yeah, if I got to rank it, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10, man. That shit.
I would.
It's a 9 out of 10 for me, man. I laughed. I watched it again. I watched it again.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Just to see. Let me see if it's funny. Let me see if it was just shot value. Was this honestly funny? I went back and rewatched it the next day.
That Kardashian joke to me about OJ was fucking.
That shit was funny. I went back and watched it again. I was like, nope, this shit is still motherfucking funny, bro.
And he's like, if my dad became my mom. I would know, because I've been in these circles, what to expect and what to do.
My brother?
My regular ass human people who ain't been around this silly ass shit, they have a different reaction. That is fucking normal. I need people to understand. Bro, it's normal looking mother like, bro, what the fuck going on with you?
Like, it's normal. Bro, like I said, it was a good special. Netflix has a lot of good content right now. That special really just, that shit did it for me, man.
I got on.
I know he had an extended cut for Tambourine.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've got on the All American train. Hey, Diggs. Worry about a couple things.
I'm waiting for you to come out this weekend. I'm gonna check it out, man.
That's I've seen a few episodes, but it was just kind of.
I mean, you know, that's my shit, though. You know, I got
it. You seen the Strays? People talking about the Strays.
Nah, I ain't talked about it. Somebody else told me something about the Red Rose. Heard Red Rose was like, you know, kids get this app and this app tell you to do this shit or you die. I heard it's loosely based on this anime I've seen before, which is the exact same concept. But this RRR,
bruh, if you
ridiculous,
I say that shit is super ridiculous. I'll have
to talk about that one day. Yeah.
Oh shit, they got Woman King on here too.
Yeah, Woman King is on there.
They're bringing Kick-Ass 2 out pretty soon too. Idris Elba is coming out with the Luther movie on Netflix. You ever watch Luther? Mm-mm. I have not watched Luther yet, but it's on my list. I actually like Idris Elba, even though he's British.
Oh wow, that was a shocker.
I like him a lot. Go back up. History of the World is some funny ass shit.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check.
Have you ever seen the one that was on Comedy Central?
I've never heard of it.
They used to do like a revision of history with comedians on Comedy Central. It's funny as shit. This is just an adaptation.
Abbott Elementary is, you know, still going good. That shit's still funny. Snowfall. Before we go, Snowfall, bro.
I hadn't seen last week's episode, but I seen the first two.
We talked about the first two. We got to talk about
them. I hadn't seen the third one, so I can't even talk to you.
All right, so next time we're going to talk about that. When you get home, you get you some time. Yeah. You watch
Attack on Titan, Snowfall.
Attack on Titan and Snowfall.
And the Wu-Tang.
Yeah. So
watch Preacher?
No.
Is that a Marvel or that's a Marvel show, ain't it?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
It's either Marvel or DC. It's one of the two. It's Marvel or DC.
Nah, I'm not sure at all.
No, I'm telling you, it's Marvel or DC. Megaloboxing.
Megalobox. I mean, if you want to watch another boxing anime, Megalobox would be right up your alley. I feel like Megalobox is one for you to check out because you know it's one you like. So shit, why not check it out?
I started Trigun. Trigun to me is, but I want to go back and watch the first one first.
I say watch the first one.
Because I watched like 8 or 9 episodes of the first Trigun. I just didn't finish it out. So I was like, I want to finish it.
Megalobox got 2 seasons. You got season 1, which is Megalobox. And then it's season 2, Megalobox Nomad. Now, they got both dub and sub on Crunchyroll. So you get to see both. I haven't watched Nomad. So I may watch Nomad with you because I've never... I said I was going to watch Nomad. So, you know what? I think I'm going to start Nomad. Because I judged the first series too harshly because the first series...
Because
of Hajime on Ippo, but I never went back and actually watched the second one. So, I was like, you know what? I think I might just check it out just to see, you know, what's up. And if you want some other boxing anime real quick, they got some or something like it. Let me see. Just to tell you, MAL is a good site to go to because you can go and find recommendations for you know, the ones that's like it.
Go back and rewatch.
Yeah.
I only watched that shit one time and fell in love with it.
I've seen it so many times. I think I own it.
I think that's the one I want on DVD.
Man, there's plenty of them, bro.
Yeah, I've seen like it's a baseball one and a basketball one. They
it's for whatever sport there is. There's an anime for it, bro. It exists for every fucking sport. Oh, you'll like. I don't know if it's still on Crunchyroll, but it's called Rainbow, bro. That shit good as fuck. That's good. That shit good.
Holding his hands to
no, because that nigga, he's a boxer who gets arrested. Now, this is right after America. This is like a few years after. It's 1955, so it's a few years after we dropped the bomb, and America done took over to set up base in Japan, and this guy gets arrested, and they getting abused in jail, and their only saving grace is the Americans. Who like we'll let you out of jail if you just in this box, and they find out this nigga got some fucking talent. So it's like
0.48 out of 10.
Out of 10. Man, it's ranked 135 on out of every anime ever listed.
Oh, is this the Japanese version of Undisputed with Vin Rames and Wesley Snipes when they was in prison?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, Rainbow.
When you told me that, it's like, oh, yeah, it sounds like, yeah.
And it's 26 episodes, so it's not no little 12 shit like Will It's Short. Yeah. Like, it's really fucking, let me see if it's on Crunchyroll, save you some time before you go.
I've been so sad since I finished off fucking.
Damn, I wonder who got it now. It ain't on here no more.
Hopefully it's on YouTube.
Might be able to find it on that. I have no idea where it is. Crunchyroll used to have it, but that be got it no more. Damn. If I can find it for you, or find a link or something, I'll do it, because you might have to go third party for it.
Last thing before I dip, did you get a chance? You didn't get a chance to see the John Bones fight.
Okay, so I blinked and it was over.
Yeah.
I did see the Logan Paul fight.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I was actually expecting Logan Paul to win, but then I was like, oh, you know what? He's actually fighting a boxer.
He went the distance.
He knocked that nigga down.
Yeah, I mean, he went the distance. It's just really
Dude's out. Boxing is based on point systems too. People don't realize that. And the dude just scored a better punch. He scored a lot better. He was much more cleaner, much more effective. He controlled the whole fucking fight.
Yeah.
But Jake Paul, bruh, he showed that he will sit a motherfucker down. That's not even the best fucking fighter. Now, that's Tyson Fury's little brother. I ain't never seen him fight nobody. I've never seen him fight anybody.
Mm.
So that's why I went with Jake Paul. I seen his record, but I've never seen him fight anybody.
Mm.
Jake Paul got in the ring with a boxer. That boxer took him to task. But like I said, bro, that last round, bro, Jake Paul sat him on his ass. I like that. I think that Jake Paul has a decent future in boxing. I don't think he'll ever be a legitimate champion for his weight. Because once he get into that 180, once you get into 180, you're talking about lightweights and light heavyweights and heavyweights. You're not beating world-class boxers being a fucking YouTuber. I don't give a fuck how long you in the gym. You have to fight that type of competition, and he ain't. Jake Paul, kudos to you, man. You doing your thing. And honestly, he making money off of his betting site.
Bro, I can't wait for you to catch up on Snowfall, because they answered a lot of critiques we had in episode. About the first two episodes, they answered in the third one. Like,
and Gail Bean and her name is Gail Bean in real life, but her real name is Leon's girlfriend that was a crackhead.
Yeah. Oh, bro, that wedding scene, like, they showed.
Goddamn, Macchio.
No.
Were they married in Africa? Oh, nigga, you look terrible.
They were posting pictures on social media.
I mean, bro, I'm telling you, bro, I don't know what it is. I can block certain shit, but everything that I send to you, I was like, oh shit, it should be live and living color. But outside of what's the shit that I would send you, that ain't it. But what I found out is Gail Bean is actually from Stone Mountain. I think she went to Redan, if I'm not mistaken. That's my high school too. I'm not trying to be like L'Oreal, because we definitely went to school. I went to school way before her. So I think she went to Redan. She in Stone Mountain. She be posting all the time, like asking people critiques and stuff like that. So I'm gonna reach out to her. See what's what.
They get hot. Did you see the Marlon Wayans stand up special?
I have not. I like Marlon Wayans though.
I'm gonna check it out because I gotta see it. People like, yo, it's funnier than Chris Rock. I was like, all right, let me watch. Yeah, that's a tall fucking.
It's old. It's old or new?
No, it came out a week before. He's on the Breakfast Club today talking about it.
Damn.
It's on HBO Max. His is on HBO. The Marlon Wayans one is on HBO Max. It just came out last week.
Go see fucking Cocaine Bear. It's exactly what you think it is going to be, but crazier. It's very fucking funny. Words of Eddie Murphy. Dick, pussy, snot, shit. Thank you and good night.